Imagine a tiny sidebar ad, 2 inches wide on a busy news site. The team has 10 minutes, one color, and a headline that must work in 8 characters. Most people would see limits and panic. What we saw in our studio was an opportunity, a single bold mark that stopped a scroll dead and became a client signature. Today, I'm going to show you how those tight boxes, tiny budgets, and short timelines can be your creative fuel, turning constraint into clarity and speed into impact. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy. In this episode, Constraints Spark, Designing Iconic Work Under Tight Limits, we'll look at why constraints sharpen your work, hands-on tactics to produce client-ready assets fast, and real-world case studies that prove tight limits make measurable impact. Stick around. Your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Segment 1. Foundations. Let's reframe the panic into a mindset. Constraints don't remove creativity. They focus it. When options are infinite, decisions stall. When options are limited, you make sharper choices. We use 5 practical categories in the studio: time, scale, color, medium, and budget. Each one forces a different kind of discipline. For example, time pushes you to prioritize the core idea. Scale forces economy of detail. Color becomes a lever for recognition. Medium directs craft choices. And budget demands strategic reuse and clever production thinking. I'll walk you through each with quick studio anecdotes so you can hear how this transforms outcomes.
Time. We once had a 48-hour pitch. Instead of polishing 10 directions, we gave ourselves one clear constraint: 3 shapes, 2 fonts, and a single thumbnail test. The result wasn't less creative. It was clearer, faster to A/B test, and the client picked a direction within hours, a single recognizable element. Color. A single dominant color creates memory in a sea of content. Medium. If the deliverable is screen-printed merchandise, you design around print-friendly shapes. Budget. Reuse assets, modular systems, smart templates. These are not limitations. They are guardrails that make decisions repeatable and defensible.
Segment 2. Deep dive and tools. Now let's get hands-on. I'll give you 3 audio-friendly exercises you can run alone or with a client. Each exercise targets a specific constraint and takes 20 minutes. Exercise 1, the one shape sprint. Time box, 20 minutes. Constraints, one shape, 2 values, positive, negative, 1 type treatment. Deliverable, 3 lockups. Method, sketch 5 rapid shapes in 3 minutes. Pick 1, iterate variations, photograph or export thumbnails, and test in mock contexts. The point is speed and silhouette clarity.
Imagination break. Try this with your coffee. Set a 60-second timer and sketch a mark that reads at 32 pixels. No shading, just silhouette. If it still reads, you win. If not, simplify. Ready? Go. Great. You just practiced scale-first thinking, and that tiny drill changes how you approach every logo.
Exercise 2. The 2-color poster. Time box, 20 minutes. Constraints, 2 spot colors, 2 type sizes, 1 focal image. Deliverable, a marketing poster thumbnail that reads at a glance. Workflow, block in composition with paper or a quick digital grid. Choose contrast first colors. Lock headline hierarchy, then flatten for production. Audio tip, describe contrast ratios aloud as you work. It forces you to prioritize legibility.
Imagination break, quick palette test. Name 2 colors that communicate trust and 2 that communicate energy. Pick 1 from each group and imagine them on a 3x5-inch card. Does the message change? This little mental exercise trains your color decisions to be purposeful.
Exercise 3. The budget kit. Time box, 20 minutes. Constraints. 1 photography style, 1 illustration motif, 3 modular assets that can be recombined. Deliverable. An asset pack for a 2-week campaign.
workflow. Choose reusable modules, an icon set, a textured background, and a single headline frame. Build templates in your favorite tool so production is cheap and fast. Audio-friendly demo. Narrate how you'd swap a headline or photo and the system still looks cohesive. This is how you sell scalability to a client.
A brief production note. When you present constraint-driven options to clients, lead with benefits, not limits. Say, we focused the palette to increase recognition across small placements, instead of, we only use two colors because of budget. Framing matters. Constraints become selling points when tied to outcomes.
Segment 3, real-world application. Let's look at three quick case studies. Case 1, a pop-up coffee shop with a postage stamp menu and a one-week campaign. Constraint, tiny copy area, and short run. We created a single iconic steam mark in two colorways. Result, line times dropped 18% because the mark communicated the vibe instantly. Case 2, a SaaS onboarding email where imagery is often disabled. Constraint, color only. We designed a color-first micro-identity, strong hero color plus a single glyph. Result, a 12% lift in clicks to the welcome tour. Case 3, a large retail client with a limited print budget. Constraint, 3-ink cap. We built a modular poster system with halftone texture and a single headline bar. Result, production costs dropped and campaign reach increased because we could print more variants affordably.
How to pitch constraint-driven work? Start with the problem statement. Propose the guardrail. Show one bold example and two quick variants. And define a simple metric. Awareness lift, click rate, or production cost saved. Offer an experiment window. Let's run this constrained system for 2 weeks and measure engagement. That reduces client fear and makes the constraint an experiment rather than a limitation.
Key takeaways. First, constraints sharpen decisions. Use them to prioritize silhouette, hierarchy, and recognition. Second, run time-boxed exercises, one shape, two color, budget kit, to produce fast, testable assets. Third, frame constraints as strategic advantages when you present results and metrics. Try this. Pick one constraint this week. Run a 20-minute exercise and ship the thumbnail. Share results with your team or on social and watch how clarity spreads.
For downloadable templates, starter briefs, and the three exercise sheets I mentioned, go to mgwdstudios.com/submit. That's mgwdstudios.com/submit and register to grab the package. If you want custom work that converts, head to mgwdstudios.com to see our portfolio and studio approach. Subtle ask, if this episode sparked an idea, consider subscribing and sharing it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.